This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The role of curiosity questions in fast rapport. Why the right question builds trust faster than any introduction. In short, curiosity questions are the most underused tool in any icebreaker. They do not just start conversations, they create the conditions for genuine trust. A question that invites real self-disclosure works faster than any warm-up activity. The question itself signals whether you are genuinely interested or just going through the motions. One well-chosen curiosity question can shift a room from polite and close to open and engaged. Definition: curiosity questions rapport is the practice of using open, genuinely interested questions as icebreakers to trigger self-disclosure, lower social defences, and build interpersonal trust quickly, before the main work of a conversation or meeting has even begun. Something I noticed early in my working life, and it took me years to name the people who could walk into a room full of strangers and leave with three genuine connections, were not funnier, better looking, or more impressive than the rest of us. They were simply better at asking, not at answering, not at performing, at asking, and not just any question. They asked the kind of question that made the other person feel, for a moment, that they were the most interesting person in the room. That is what curiosity questions do. They're the engine underneath the best icebreakers you have ever experienced. Most people notice the result: a room that listens up, a conversation that goes somewhere real, a meeting that does not feel like pulling teeth. What they really see is the mechanism. This article is about the mechanism. Why most icebreaker questions never actually break the ice. You have been in the room. Someone opens a meeting with "let's go around and say your name, your role, and one fun fact." The room nods. People wait their turn. They deliver their 30-second performance. And then it is over, and everyone knows slightly more administrative information about each other, and nothing of any real warmth has passed between them. That format is not an icebreaker. It is a register call. It gathers data. It does not build connection, because it never asked for anything personal. The answers are safe, prepared, and essentially meaningless. Nobody disclosed anything they would not put on a business card. Here is what is actually happening. The question you ask signals what kind of answer you want. Ask for a role, and you get a job title. Ask for a fun fact, and you get the one safe, slightly amusing detail a person has rehearsed for exactly these situations. The question creates the ceiling. If you want people to open up, you have to ask something that invites them to. You can learn more about what makes a meeting opener work and fail in the effective icebreakers for team meetings guide, which covers a broader range of formats worth knowing. The mechanism behind curiosity questions and rapid rapport. Here is the truth of it. When someone asks you a question that requires a real answer, something shifts. You stop performing and start thinking. You reach for something genuine rather than something rehearsed. And in that small moment of reaching, you become briefly vulnerable. Not in a frightening way, in a human way. The kind of vulnerability that says, "I'm actually here, and I'm actually answering you." That moment is where rapport begins. Not in the clever opener or the shared laugh, but in the act of real self-disclosure. When a person shares something true about themselves, even something small, and the other person receives it with attention and interest, a thread of trust forms. It is thin at first, but it is real, and it builds fast. The curiosity question works because it creates the conditions for that moment to happen. A good curiosity question is open-ended enough that the person must think, specific enough that they have somewhere to start, and low stakes enough that they feel safe to answer honestly. That combination is not accidental. It is a design. Consider the difference between two openers. What do you do? Invites a label. What is something about your work that most people in this room probably would not guess? Invites a story. The first closes the space. The second opens it. The second is a curiosity question. And the person asking it, if they listen well, will know something real about their colleague in under 2 minutes. That knowledge is the beginning of trust. There is a second mechanism at work, and this one is less obvious. When you ask a genuine curiosity question, you are not just inviting disclosure from the other person. You are demonstrating your own character. You are showing that you are interested, that you think the other person has something worth knowing, and that you are willing to slow down and listen. That signal is received. People respond to being treated as interesting by becoming more open, more generous, and more willing to extend the same interest back. Curiosity invites curiosity. That reciprocity is what makes a room feel warm instead of transactional. If you are leading virtual sessions, this dynamic matters even more. The absence of body language and physical presence removes many of the natural warmth cues we rely on. A carefully chosen curiosity question at the start of a call can do what a shared coffee does in person. See how to host engaging virtual meetings for practical formats that carry this through. What this looks like when it works. I sat in a project kickoff meeting some years ago, 12 people, most of whom had never worked together. The facilitator opened by asking each person, "What is one thing you're hoping this project gives you the chance to do that your usual work does not?" The room paused. You could feel people actually thinking. The answers were remarkable. A financial analyst said he hoped to present to a live audience for the first time. A quiet engineer mentioned she had always wanted to work on something with a visible public impact. A project manager admitted she was hoping to learn to say no more effectively. None of this was on anyone's job description. All of it was true. Within 10 minutes, the 12 people in that room knew something real about each other, and the dynamic for the entire project shifted. That is not magic. That is a well-designed question doing its job. Compare that with a different meeting I attended the same year. Same size group, same kind of project. The opener was, "Let's each share our names and a bit about our backgrounds." 15 minutes later, we had a list of credentials and nothing else. The project took months to build the kind of easy communication the first group had within a week. The role of communication in meeting success explores why these early moments carry such outsized weight for everything that follows. What you do in the first 10 minutes sets the social temperature for the whole session. Why the mechanism goes unnoticed. People underestimate curiosity questions as icebreakers because the result looks effortless. When a room opens up quickly, we credit the facilitator's personality, or the good chemistry of the group, or simply luck. We do not think that was a precision instrument, and someone chose to use it deliberately. The other reason this goes unrecognized is that asking a genuine question feels risky to many people. There is a fear: what if the question lands wrong? What if it is too personal? What if it makes someone uncomfortable? So people retreat to safe openers that will not offend, but will also not connect. They choose the question that feels easiest to ask rather than the one that would do the most good. And there is a third reason. Most of us have not been taught to distinguish between a question and a curiosity question. We treat all questions as functionally equal. You ask one, you get an answer, you move on. But not all questions do the same work. A question designed for information is fundamentally different from a question designed to invite a person into the room. The first collects, the second connects. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time touches on how much time is lost when connection is skipped entirely in favour of efficiency. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Choosing and delivering curiosity questions that actually work. The question itself is only part of the equation. Your attention after asking matters just as much. A curiosity question asked while you glance at your notes or prepare your own next sentence is no longer a curiosity question. It is a formality. The person answering can feel the difference immediately, and it closes them back down. Here is what to prepare. Choose specificity over openness. What is something you are proud of this month? Works better than tell me something about yourself, because it gives the person a frame to work within. Specificity is an invitation, not a constraint. Make the stakes legible. Good curiosity questions carry an implicit message. There is no wrong answer here. That message is delivered through your tone, your posture, and your willingness to sit in silence while the person actually thinks. Go first when you can. If you are leading a group, answer your own question before asking others to. Your honesty sets the permission level for the room. A facilitator who shares something real earns the right to ask for the same. For remote teams especially, this last point is critical. Connection does not happen automatically at a distance, and curiosity questions are one of the few tools that travel well across a screen. How to maintain connection in remote work environments offers broader thinking on sustaining the human thread when people are not physically together. Humour has a related role here, too. When used with care, It can load defences in the same way a curiosity question does. But humour requires trust that often does not yet exist at the start of a session. A curiosity question creates the trust first. How humour can ease workplace tension. When used right, addresses exactly how these two tools can work in sequence. Finally, note what you do after someone answers. Summarise something real from what they said. Refer back to it later in the session. That follow-through is what transforms a question into a signal. I asked because I wanted to know, and I'm still paying attention. That is what earns connection rather than just opening the conversation. The same principles apply in every form at large in-person sessions, small team check-ins, one-on-one introductions. If you want a broader view of how these practices fit into virtual formats specifically, Best Practices for Virtual Meeting Communication is worth reading alongside this. The weight one question can carry. After 6 decades of watching people try to connect, I'm still struck by how much one question can do. Not a strategy. Not a framework. One question, asked with genuine interest and followed by real attention. The best icebreakers I have ever witnessed did not involve elaborate activities or clever warm-up games. They involved someone leaning in slightly and asking something that said, I want to know who you actually are, not just what you are called or where you work. That signal, sent cleanly and received openly, is worth more than an hour of structured rapport-building activities. Curiosity questions rapport is not a technique you deploy. It is a disposition you practice the choice to be genuinely interested, expressed in the form of a question. The question is just the visible tip of it. The root is a decision to treat every person in the room as someone worth understanding. When people feel that, they respond. Every time. Frequently asked questions. What are curiosity questions for rapport building? Curiosity questions are open-ended prompts designed to invite genuine self-disclosure rather than surface-level answers. They signal real interest in the other person, lower social defences, and create the conditions for trust to form quickly in icebreaker situations. How do curiosity questions work as icebreakers? Curiosity questions shift the dynamic from information exchange to genuine connection. When someone feels truly asked rather than politely prompted, they respond with more honesty and openness. That shift in tone is what accelerates rapport in team meetings and first encounters. What makes a good curiosity question for fast rapport? A good curiosity question is specific enough to invite a real answer, open enough to allow a personal one, and low stakes enough to feel safe. It avoids yes or no answers, and gives the other person something to respond to with their own perspective or experience. Why do most icebreaker questions fail to build rapport? Most icebreaker questions fail because they invite performance rather than honesty. Questions like what is your role or where are you from produce safe, rehearsed answers. They tell the asker almost nothing real about the other person and create no emotional connection. Can curiosity questions be used in virtual meetings? Curiosity questions work just as well in virtual settings. The absence of physical presence makes them even more valuable because the social cues that normally build warmth are reduced. A well-placed curiosity question at the start of a virtual meeting can create real engagement quickly. How many curiosity questions should I use in an icebreaker? One strong curiosity question is almost always enough for a single icebreaker moment. The goal is depth, not breadth. Asking one genuine question and listening carefully to the answer builds more rapport than asking 3 polite ones and moving on before the person has truly responded. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.